This is KCUR 89.3. It's been a half century since Kansas executed a convicted killer, and it's not much of a political issue in the state. But conservatives are banking on capital punishment to oust four state Supreme Court justices. KCUR's Sam Zeff has more on the biggest judicial retention election in Kansas history.
When it comes to whether or not the Supreme Court justices should be kept on the bench or voted out, we've heard mostly about school finance and whether the high court should even be a player in that. But lurking in the background, especially around Wichita and in western Kansas, is the death penalty. How important will the death penalty be in these retention elections?
As we saw recently with the education case before the Supreme Court, there are a number of issues that are before this court that have to be decided that impact every Kansan. And so the death penalty is definitely one piece of that.
That's Ryan Wright from Kansans for Fair Courts, the group leading the effort to retain the justices on the ballot in November. The other piece is abortion. The justices have, over the years, overturned some restrictions. Now, that resonates with pro-life voters, but probably won't lure many others to oppose the justices. But the death penalty just might.
I think that good political consultants know which emotional buttons to push.
Michael Smith is a political scientist from Emporia State. School finance, he says, is just too complicated, too technical. Voters want their schools open, class sizes relatively small, and stable funding.
Whereas when you talk about they let murderers off, which is not technically correct, but when you frame it that way, that pushes an immediate and very visceral button.
And there is nothing more visceral around the death penalty in Kansas than the Carr brothers.
They're on death row for a series of robberies, kidnappings, and murders in Wichita 16 years ago. Now the families of the Carr brothers' victims have a message for Kansas voters. Pilar Pedraza explains.
The family of the five people Jonathan and Reginald Carr murdered in December of 2000 want your help in changing a court they say has just added to their pain.
Four of the Kansas Supreme Court justices that ruled on those cases are on the ballot this November, and we ask Kansans to vote no.
That's a story from KWCH in Wichita from August, right after the primary elections. Though their death sentences were reinstated by the U.S. Supreme Court, Republicans fiercely maintain that four of the justices up for retention ignored the law and struck down the Carr death sentences for political reasons. House GOP leaders are leading the charge against the four. Their Facebook page is dotted with memes of the four targeted justices with red slashes across their faces. Senate President Susan Weigel from Wichita was particularly harsh on the high court on a recent episode of KCUR's political podcast, Statehouse Blend.
My community is very upset with this court because of the Carr brother murders, that they overturned that death penalty, and we had to go to the Supreme Court, spend a lot of money to get our court back in line.
You think the Carr brothers case is going to resonate and death penalty in general is going to resonate outside of Sedgwick County?
I don't know. It resonates in Sedgwick.
While the Carr brothers may resonate in Sedgwick, the justices remain pretty popular around the state. A Fort Hays State University poll showed 21% of Kansans dissatisfied with the high court, while 61% were dissatisfied with the legislature. Ryan Wright from Kansans for Fair Courts is pretty confident that justices will be kept on the bench.
Even with that case in Wichita, I think that we're going to see voters rally behind these courts because they think it's important to have fair and impartial courts in Kansas.
A bipartisan quartet of Kansas governors also thinks so and recently went on a barnstorming tour of the state to campaign in favor of retention. Who speaks for the other side is a little murkier. While House Republicans regularly write incendiary emails and tweets, no one would agree to an interview. Not Speaker Ray Merrick from Stillwell, not Majority Leader Gene Vickery from Lewisburg, not Party Director Clay Barker. But because there's more politics surrounding the court this year than ever before, most believe this may be one of the closest judicial retention elections in Kansas ever. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
KCUR is a partner in a statewide collaboration covering elections in Kansas this year.